Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger, and this is the Astrology News Report for January 12, 2025. This is the Applied Astrology segment, where I take a look at the situation or a person in current events and try to find corresponding planetary patterns and astrological energy combinations that explain what's happening and where things are going. This week, we'll be looking at the birth chart of Trump administration number 2, as determined by the astrology chart of his inauguration on January 20th, 2025. In traditional Vedic astrology, an astrology chart would be prepared for when the new king gets crowned and ascends the throne. From this chart, the ancients would determine how the reign of the new king was going to go. So, bringing that concept forward into modern times, we can make the inauguration of the president as the birth of the new administration and make predictions based on that birth chart. So, here we go. Now, this report is being prepared before the actual inauguration, so I am going to assume that it will start on time, which means a birth chart based on 12 noon on January 20th, 2025, Washington, D.C. The resulting chart gives an Aries ascendant. Aries is the sign of the adventurer. Aries is the pioneer. Aries wants action. Aries takes risks. Aries is always seeking new challenges. It's a restless sign and impatient for results. Aries needs a purpose in life and is hasty in starting things. There's a liking for implementing new concepts, new ideas right away without proper forethought or planning, and therefore a tendency to run into self-created problems. Okay, so as usual when evaluating a chart, we start with an analysis of the ruler of the rising sign. In this case, that ruler is Mars, and it is retrograde at 0 degrees Cancer, the fourth house of the chart. A planet at 0 degrees is inherently weak. The planet is in transition from one sign to another, therefore not able to fully manifest from a sign. And Mars doesn't like being retrograde. It's the planet of action, being held back from normal forward progress. The action planet becomes frustrated when action is delayed. When it is retrograde, the dynamic quality of Mars gets pressurized with a tendency to blow up at times. When Mars is retrograde, it means there's a high potential for actions to backfire due to acting under pressure, producing unintended consequences. And note that the fourth house, where Mars is located, is the house of land, property, real estate, and agriculture. Now see that Mars is in Cancer, its sign of debilitation. Cancer is an emotional sign, sensitive and reactive, ruled by the unstable moon, which itself occupies the sixth house, the house of struggle and difficulty. The moon is a general indicator of the public and the public's thinking. See, too, that the moon is in an exact square with Mercury, the planet of facts and data. The square aspect is an inimical arrangement. The moon, manifesting as the public's thinking, is at odds with facts and data. Since Mercury rules Virgo, the sign in the sixth house, Mercury represents the sixth house karma of struggle and difficulty. And we find Mercury placed in the ninth house of laws, courts, and judges. So we can easily see where this is going. The Trump administration is going to run into a lot of legal challenges. Looking around the chart for some other combinations, we see that at the top of the chart, there's a conjunction of Sun and Pluto. The 10th house of the chart of an administration is really important because the 10th is the house of power and authority. And here we have the Sun, which is the planet of power and authority. But there's a problem. The close association of Pluto with the Sun is going to modify the Sun's power, and not in a good way. Pluto is the planet of mass events, big change, and dictatorial power. So there you have it. This chart validates your worst fears about Trump and his administration, that it will be an authoritarian regime with a rather callous attitude bent on the exercise of power. Another tight combination in this chart is the conjunction of Venus and Saturn in the 11th house. The general rule is that a natural malefic causes damage to the planet it affects, whereas a natural benefic benefits whatever it affects. So, in this arrangement, Saturn benefits from its association with Venus, and Venus gets harmed by Saturn. Venus is the planet of relationship, sociability, appearance, advice, and finance. Saturn is the reality check planet, representing structure, restriction, control, and, at its worst, suffering. This combination is in the 11th house of goals and ambitions, and therefore it suggests that the Trump administration's ambition is to control society, to structure and restrict social interactions, and to control financial interactions as well. Venus is also the planet of sex and reproduction. Saturn is rules and regulations. On another level, Venus represents the karma of the 7th house, since it rules the sign in the 7th, Libra. The 7th house is partnership. Who does the administration take as its partner? The Republican Congress, of course. Thus, the 7th house ruler Venus represents the GOP in the 11th house of goals and ambitions. Ah, but Venus has a problem. It is with Saturn, the planet of limitation, rules and regulations, and harsh realities. So, not all is well with the administration's relationship with Congress. Yet another conjunction is the rather strange combination of Neptune and Rahu occurring in the 12th house of this chart. Both Neptune and Rahu signify the quality of confusion. Neptune, because it is the planet of illusion and delusion, and Rahu, because, as an eclipse point, it can darken and obscure. This duo can manifest in nefarious ways. Rahu is demonic and becomes obsessed with its goals. Neptune can cause deception and distrust. Rahu also represents foreigners. So with Neptune, we get distrust of foreigners. Rahu represents innovation. Add Neptune, and we get suspicious of innovation. This nasty duo is functioning in the 12th house, the house of the unknown, including unknown people and unknown places. In other words, foreigners and foreign countries. The 12th house also represents hidden activities and therefore sedition, criminal activities, subversion, and so on, as well as the people who promote such activities. The 12th house of a nation's chart is the house of mob psychology. Again, Neptune is delusion, deception, suspicion, and Rahu is obsessed and demonic. So, not a good look. Okay, that's it for this week's report. I'll be coming back to this chart in the future, I'm sure. Next week, we'll be looking at a new pattern forming in the zodiac. Retrograde Mars moves into Gemini, and what to expect from the resulting energy pattern. So, until next week...